everyone, it's Emily from Fashionista, and I just wanted to quickly make a boom just because I've put a post up on my Facebook page, but I also wanted to just chat about it a bit more in depth on here, and also this gets shared on my other platforms, so if any of you haven't seen that post, you'll, you know, be able to sort of get up to speed about what I'm talking about on here. Now, as many of you know who've been following me either on here or my other social media since the beginning, so since when I started my blog and my YouTube 5 years ago now, I have been doing it for 5 years, and alongside that I also have been in education, higher education, for the past 5 years. So at the moment I am working towards the completion of my master's degree in September, and I'm currently working very hard on my dissertation for that. So a lot of my time at the moment has been spent to that, and as a result of that I am getting very stressed, I am getting very tired, I'm getting a little bit unwell with all the stress of that, because obviously it means a lot to me. I've been working on this for 2 years for my master's now, and this is a big part of it, so obviously, as you can imagine, it is starting to take effect on me, and so for that reason I can't really guarantee how much work I'm going to be able to put into my YouTube and my blog for the next few weeks, just because I have got to spend a lot of time on that aside from my other commitments such as work and, you know, things like that really, and also my podcast channel as well, so I have to kind of split myself. But at the moment I need to think about the things that are priority, and my master's degree has got to be the priority now, so I've got to start to relinquish things that are weighing me down for a while. That doesn't mean to say that I'm not going to do a blog anymore. I'm not saying that at all. I will come back and I will continue to make my videos and my blogs, but obviously for the moment I have got to think about my master's, which is, you know, my key and to my future, and you know what that's going to give me, and I need to think about that. That is my future, I mean, of course, so I've got to think about that more than anything else. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the blog and my YouTube channel itself. Now, lately, I'm going to confess, I haven't really been 100% happy with the direction my blog and my YouTube has been going in. I don't feel like I've been making content that is as much an extension of my personality as I used to. I don't really feel like I've made the videos that I personally want to watch as much as I did. I do enjoy the videos I make, and I do like, obviously, the topics I talk about, obviously, because I wouldn't do it, but I miss the days when I was starting out, when I did, like, my Things You Shouldn't Say to a Visually Impaired Person, which has almost had, like, 20,000 hits, so that's incredible, and to be honest, I miss those kind of videos. I do love my makeup videos and my fashion and, you know, those sorts of videos, but I really miss talking about things like disability and being confident and, you know, even fashion lookbooks. I don't really feel like I do as much of that, and I feel like I've strayed away from my core ethos and my roots, and I don't feel like I make the sort of content I used to when I started out, and I miss it, and I want to return to my roots in a little bit. And I mean, I'll still keep the kind of videos that I like to do now, so I'll still do things like beauty and other such videos, but I feel like I would like to go and travel back to my roots a little bit and go back to the things that I began Fashionista with and the core values it started off with, which is, of course, changing perceptions in style and, you know, making a point about being yourself and individuality and being unique to yourself and true to yourself, and to, you know, enjoy your life and to, you know, not let anyone tell you that you can't do something and not let people define you because of, you know, your disability or your background. And I feel like I'd like to go back to where I started. So also on that note, I would like to take some time away from everything because I'd like to think about that and retrace my steps a little bit and try and plan some content that is the sort of things I used to make, and to see how that goes, because I do miss it. I really miss that kind of content, and I miss doing that for you, and I want to go back to that. So this is really just a audio boom to say that I will be taking some time off from my blog and my YouTube for a few weeks, just because I need to just go back, think a little bit, just to have a break as well, but it's more so because I want to focus more time on my dissertation. I have got ideas of what I'd like to do with my YouTube and my blog, and I've got some ideas for content that I think you'd like. It's like the stuff I used to make on disability, but at the moment I can't really spend as much time putting thought into that and putting those ideas into practice because of my dissertation. And I wouldn't want to try and make something that's half-hearted and that doesn't have all of myself invested in it, because I'm stretching myself for my dissertation. So I feel like I need to listen to my conscious mind. I need to listen to what my better judgment's telling me, and I need to have a break for a while. I'm telling you this because I feel like I owe you that much. You guys have given me so much of your support, so I don't want to just disappear off the internet and not explain what's going on and where I've gone, because I don't feel that's fair to you. You've subscribed to me, you've taken the time out to comment and to support me, so I in turn need to tell you what's going on with me. So that is what's going to happen for a while, just until I've, you know, got myself in alignment and, you know, had a breather. So that's all I really wanted to say, to be honest. Just a very honest chat with you about me and how things are going. Please don't listen to this if you're thinking of doing a master's and think that it's all, you know, it takes over your life and it's all doom and gloom, because it's not. It's a really interesting pursuit. It's a lot of fun, but it does get very stressful towards the end. But that's the same with any academic pursuit. When you have finals or essays, it does get very stressful. Everybody has the same thing. We all do it because we want to do it, but at the same token, it's a labour of love, but it can really take its toll on people. So it will do that, but it's also fun, so it's something you have to be invested in. But that's all I really wanted to say, to be honest. I hope you understand, and I hope you don't mind that I take some time off. I will still try and post things on my Twitter, my Facebook page, and also my Instagram when I can. I might film a little Harry Potter haul if I get a chance, because I've got some things that I bought from Harry Potter Worlds that I wanted to show you if I get a chance, but that's a massive if. I can't promise that because I have got a lot of things on this week. I've got to work on some things for my podcast. I've got to get my work done for my presentation for my dissertation. So I've got a lot of things on, and I'm not also feeling very well at the moment. I feel like I'm coming down with something, so I'm really not feeling very well, so I can't make any promises. And also I've got work as well, so as you can imagine, I'm gonna explode if I don't take some time out. So I can't make any promises. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say for this boom today. I really hope you guys are all doing well. And to anyone else who is doing their masters or their finals or anything, then good luck. I hope you do well. Thank you so much for your support, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.